Good morning. Hi, my name is Kate, and I am graduating from MiraCosta High School next week. As I prepare to leave the South Bay for college, I've begun to look back on all the changes in my life. As the biggest change I have yet to make is right ahead of me. Not only have I changed as a person, as I have developed and grown older, but I have also changed homes, cities, and schools. I have had different friends, I have lost grandparents, and I have welcomed many new cousins into the world. Despite all of these changes, I've realized that the one constant, besides my parents and my siblings, has been my home here at St. Cross. Throughout my time at St. Cross, I've been given amazing opportunities and many valuable experiences. I have had fun throughout years of Sunday school, VBS, playing the bells during the Christmas pageant, and our youth group's talks in Parker Hall, while also learning about the history of our religion and bonding with the St. Cross community. Our pilgrimage to Italy has transformed my outlook on life. Not only did I have fun climbing the Duomo during a rainstorm, touring the Vatican and the Colosseum, and eating lots of pizza and gelato, but I also was given the chance to think about my spiritual beliefs on a personal level, away from all the distractions of my life, so I could reach a better connection to myself and my faith. Not only have I been transformed by the experiences I have had, but also by the people I have been mentored by and helped here at St. Cross. Although I am moving away next year, and I know I have to say goodbye to a lot of the things that I love, I am glad to say that St. Cross is not one of those things. I know that the sense of community that I feel here will never change. I am comforted to know I have a loving Episcopal community wherever I go, and thankful that I will continue to be able to start to be a part of the community here at St. Cross. Thank you. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Emily Diffley. I am graduating from MiraCosta High School along with Kate and leaving for Boulder, Colorado in August. I've been a member of St. Cross my whole life, since I was blessed when I was just a couple weeks old. And over these past 17 years, I've moved through all the Sunday school classrooms, done some pretty gnarly Easter egg hunts, ran quite a few haunted houses, served at dinners, strut my stuff at fashion shows, and played way too many different roles in the Christmas pageant, from Pink Angel to bell ringer to Mary to co-director with Carmen. Last year, I completed my Girl Scout Gold Award project in the nursery here. When I first started the project, I didn't really see what I was actually doing. I kind of just thought, like, I need an idea for this thing to go on my college apps. But then when I was asked what kinds of things I was interested in or felt connected to, I thought of this community. And I remembered all the time I had spent working with my fellow youth and knew I wanted to give back to them. So I decided I would revamp one of my favorite rooms from my childhood, the St. Cross Nursery, and give it the love that it deserved for all the fond memories that it gave me. Actually, doing the project was painful, both physically and mentally. But the work paid off in the end, and I'm really glad I did the project because it did make a difference. I learned that a little love could go a long way in a space like that, and it's a place that means a lot to me and need a little TLC. I think community service is really cool, in that by giving, you also receive, like, balance in the world. And this church taught me to give. I think that giving is something that makes me happy because it makes other people happy, and I like it when people are happy. I really think that love and happiness are the core of Jesus' teachings. It's what I get out of the Bible, the essential message of love and do good, which is something that took me many years to realize. This church taught me that Christianity isn't about following every little thing ever mentioned in the Bible. If it was, I wouldn't be able to wear half the shirts I own because they're made of multiple fabrics. It's about doing God's work of spreading love and happiness. So I really want to thank everyone that has gotten me here today with their support over the years and this community overall for just creating such an accepting environment. I strive to keep the memories I've made and lessons I've learned from you all very close. So thank you.